welcome one and all. You're listening to the Best in Belfast Podcasting. We're very, very glad to have you listening today with me, Anthony.
And me, Jared.
So, the Best in Podcasting, nice new intro, I like that.
It is part of the Northern Ireland Podcast Network.
It is. And what's the, you created a Facebook?
Well, do you remember we had
Podcast
Paul on? Yeah, sorry. So when we had Paul on, we talked about other people helping each other from the podcast world. So we thought, why not make a start? Make the network.
So what's
so if any podcasters listen, if you want to go on the Facebook and search Northern Ireland Podcast Network.
And all we really want to do is help each other, share good episodes, share good podcasts to listen to, and just help everybody enjoy life a wee bit more.
Everything. Techniques. Content.
Equipment.
Sharecasts. Whatever. It's all good.
It's all good. One team, one goal, one vision. Dream work.
Makes the team work.
Boom. So good we can even finish.
It's on the shed. This is all done. Very good.
So, do you see my flag?
I did. Hey.
Don't know why I'm sitting here with my hands in the air like everyone can see me.
Do you want me to take a picture and we'll put it on? No.
The...
It's not photogenic right there.
No, I'm sitting in a pair of slippers I stole from hotel that I got for my birthday.
Did they charge you for that?
No, sure, they wouldn't watch it. The robes they charge you, but the slippers they don't, because you don't want to be wearing someone else's slippers.
I remember it. I think it might be... Let me see where they're from. I think it might have been that hotel. There was like a note on here. Don't steal these.
On the slippers?
No, on the robes.
Yeah.
Don't steal these, it'll be like a 45 quid charge.
It's exactly what it was, 45 quid. And do you know what? I was really tempted to steal one, right? Because I was in the corridor, and there was no way to clean the rooms.
Somebody else is open?
No. The maids had put them all on like the windowsill. But I went up and down the corridor a couple of times.
Scoping it out,
looking for the angles, and there was no cameras, and we're down in the spa.
There was no cameras? Jeez, you really did scope it out?
Yeah, and it was close to my door, but I was going to lift one and go back in to throw it in the room and then throw it in the bag, take it home and wash it, but I set it against it.
Probably would have been unhygienic. God knows where they would be.
I don't know, but stick it to a washing machine, you'll be alright.
So, can they crack me?
Yes, I got a flag.
A flag.
So I'm an Arsenal fan. We're playing tonight in the Europa League final against Chelsea. I'll give you my prediction in a minute for the score. But got a tricolour, green, white, and orange. On the
what's
green.
What's that got to do with Arsenal?
Well, I represent as an Irish person. Don't assume my gender. And
Conor McGregor's fighting.
I said in my 45. I said my £45 Conor McGregor T-shirt that has a tricolour on it. So on the green I have Arsenal Europa League winner 2019. In the middle I have Emilio Lopez. You know who Emilio Lopez is?
Very
I'm sneaky.
I'm not even because I've seen the flag, but
yeah,
yes, I
so
know
the Arsenal boss Unai Emery is a double of the butler and Mr. Deeds, Emilio Lopez, the character.
He really is. I've literally seen a picture of him.
Yeah, so go and search him, Emilio Lopez, Mr. Deeds or Mr. Deeds Butler and Unai Emery.
Side profile is definitely the way to go for that one. Is he head on? Is he the same?
Yeah. Have you not seen it on my Instagram? There's one on my Instagram if you would like to see it. But the flag, I have Arsenal Europa League winner 2019, the Butler, and then very, very sneaky, sir, on the orange bit of it. So it's gag. Pure gag. Me, my dad, and my brother are going, and hopefully I have a good feeling. And do you know why it's a good feeling? Because I'm uncertain. Normally if it's I think it's a buck bet, it's not good. But
Arsenal are never a buck bet.
Never.
Ever.
Never ever back Arsenal.
It could be 4-0 up at half time.
Could be 7-0.
You would press that kind of shoot button and next thing should have pressed it.
Yeah. Who do you think will win the Europa League final?
I think it's going to go to extra time.
Really?
I do. I don't know if it's going to get the penalties. I think it's going to go to extra time. I think Chelsea had a bad end of the season.
Chelsea had the better end of the season of the teams 3rd to 6th.
Is that better than Arsenal?
They were sixth at one stage and finished
Arsenal
third.
Lost their last two games, was?
Arsenal of the last five, they lost three, drew one, and won one.
What was Chelsea's? Do you know
offhand? I know they went from sixth to third. Spurs, Arsenal, and United.
Okay, then I'll change my approach. Chelsea had the better end of the season, so they're gonna have a better Europa League final. How about that?
No, definitely not.
No, but truthfully, I think Chelsea's squad stronger overall. I think you have a better attack, but your defence is certainly ropey. And middle of the park, I feel as well.
Well, I was watching yesterday, and it come up on BT Sport. It was showing you the last training session, and for some reason they decided to have a five-a-side knockabout, all the Chelsea players, and Higuain gives a wee bump and a wee knock, a wee kick of the leg to David Luiz.
Right.
David Luiz was not happy, like proper annoyed to him. There was no handbags, but it was a bit of verbal. And Azpilicueta, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Azpilicueta.
Yes, him. He came over and sort of simmered it down.
Said before you asked me how to say it.
He's
just confusing.
Calmed it down, but Sarri stormed off from the dugout where he was watching them. Threw his hat on the ground, cursing.
Something lack of him though, isn't there?
Well, he's Italian, he's passionate. But he stormed off and left Gianfranco Zola to continue it. Threw his hat on the ground, mumbling, "When's your dummy day?" And but after that, the players sort of just stood there and didn't know what to do. Like, as a coach, what you do is you pull the two of them over, you go, "Lads, to kick about before the final, wise up."
So just ask the keeper what to do. He's in charge. That's what he wants.
They ended up standing, just hitting shots at the keeper, and it looked like they didn't know what to do. They really didn't. And I think...
You think there's dissension in the ranks? And
I do. And there has been all season. You know, they've been shown that they are very beatable. Like Man City tanking them 6-0 again, but was it Crystal Palace beat them 4-0?
Man, to be honest,
they could tank 4-0, you know, in January, and there was the whole, is he going to leave, is he going to stay?
I think he's up for the Juventus show at the moment. That's what he's like
then. Apparently so, but
apparently they didn't want Pep Guardiola because you want the person that came third, not first.
Right,
as you do.
Fair enough. But also another wee cheeky one, they are debating whether or not to play Petr Cech for Arsenal, because apparently he's agreed a job as a sporting director at
Chelsea.
Chelsea,
yeah, I read that.
That's a conflict of interest right there. Why? Why? Why?
David Seaman said he shouldn't play.
No.
I wouldn't play him.
After finding that out, definitely not. Beforehand, I was all for it, but now I'm like, nah. I definitely wouldn't. But I know in the past couple of years, Arsenal against Chelsea in Cup finals, we've got the better of them. 2017, we beat them.
I don't know, I just have this feeling that it's going to be... I think there'll be goals for both teams. So,
yeah.
Both teams to score will be part of my bet.
I think there'll be
early and late goals.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm. And I think the goal comes second half extra time for the winner.
Well, my bet... Right, do you know what I would do whoever you gamble with and gamble responsibly, as a wee weird bet, do a throw-in in the first 2 minutes and a throw-in of the last 2 minutes between 88 and 90. I would do a throw-in.
Why is that?
Because I was on a wee bit of a, remember I got in that group, I was trying to do a wee pot building, and I kept seeing corners in the first five minutes. Or yes or no.
Did you see Balotelli getting
battered?
He centered the ball and kicked it out straight away. That's what the commentator said. They were like, oh, there, Mutsy had on a throw in the first 30 seconds.
Speaking of match fixing,
La Liga. I haven't read this yet, but I've seen it in the news.
We'll get to that in a wee second then.
I'll read up on it while you're filling some time here. And
so what my bet of the day is going to be, okay, I use Paddy Power. So Paddy, if you want to sponsor the podcast, let us know, mate. The correct score I'm going to go with, and you know me, Jared, goals market, nope, that's the wrong one.
All I know is anything we bet Chelsea, or sorry, bet Arsenal, they lose. That's fair. I don't know if the people can hear that at home, but I don't think they can.
Hopefully they can't. Oh, there we go, correct score. 3-1 Arsenal, 20-1. I'm calling it now. Aubameyang, Lacazette and Ozil. The last load of games, sorry, last 18 games, we've been beaten once whenever those three have started. So I would imagine them three have to start up front. 3-1 Arsenal. That's my bet.
I'm gonna say 3-2. Chelsea, because I don't think he's won silverware anywhere. Has he actually won any?
I'll double check it. Because he'd come from Napoli.
That was like an all or nothing type of thing for both of them, like, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Arsenal need it more. Arsenal need it to get in the Champions League. They can't go another season not in the Champions League. Especially with Spurs going to be in it for four consecutive seasons now. So I think they will want it just that bit more than they will. With the dissension in the team, I don't think.
You know what, I hope it's a good game for the neutrals. For you, the Arsenal, you're going to be in
London.
London.
Arsenal. Yeah, I'm there now.
And you're getting a taxi. So you were saying he hasn't won anything?
Hasn't won anything. Runner up in the...
He's one of them people that just gets there and doesn't get across the line. I guess him he's going to do it.
Don't know.
I think Hazard's going to definitely put himself through the game.
Well, I think
apparently Kante's out though. It's a big loss.
Yeah, well, on the BT thing, he came out, warmed up by himself, joined the team, and then went back down the tunnel. So, the Hazard situation again, I don't think that he cares that much. It's sort of, you know what, my future's done. I've won loads here. What's one more trophy? You could look at it, I want to go out with a bang. But
I think it ups his feet a bit too.
No, not after the season he's had. He's already had a great season, but...
Did he make a team this season?
Think so. The Premier League winner?
Yeah. Premier League.
But I think he... No, I just think I'm nervous for Arsenal, and that usually, to me, is a bit of an indicator. I have a wee superstition, me and our Mark. We've seen every Arsenal final together. I don't know why I keep putting my arms out, I guess.
It's excitement.
Whenever we watch a final together, one of us has to wear the home top, one of us has to wear the away top. We can't both wear the same kit. We can't do two homes or two aways.
Well, in this one he isn't doing it.
Maybe he didn't. He has to. I think he's had his best statistical season with Chelsea in regards to goals and assists. If he wasn't in that team, I don't think they would have finished top four.
No, a quick pause for the cause. So, just looking at the PFA team of the year. Aguero, Mane, Sterling, Pogba, Fernandinho, Bernardo Silva, Robertson, Laporte, Van Dijk, Alexander-Arnold and Ederson. So, Hazard eluded from
the
PFA team of the year, anyway. I think that's the one I was looking at, to be honest, so.
And then to the Saturday, the Mickey Mouse tournament, so if you're playing football, the Champions League final.
Do you know what supporters will be saying next season?
I don't.
give a fuck.
No, I do. Because I think it's good for English football.
So you said that any stadium when you try to call around, don't worry about it.
We're not let into the stadium.
No?
No. They're doing work to the Emirates. And because there's like a near 3 week gap, they couldn't postpone it. To show the match in.
Where are you going?
Pub.
I mean, where are you?
And 12 pins. But hopefully there might be a fan zone, but if not, we'll just go to a pub. But the atmosphere in London, because we're literally staying, see our bedroom, you can see the stadium.
Hopefully you get to sleep in there. We'll have construction work on it.
Hopefully. But the Champions League final, I think it's going to go the extra time, and I think Spurs just have that luck and that momentum. Is Son on the squad or is he suspended?
No, I think he's eligible. I think I know Kane's back, and that's my reason for not picking
Spurs.
They're
shit with him in the squad compared to him without it.
Anyway, yeah.
The free flowing football that they have whenever Son's up front is phenomenal, but I think Spurs are just going to pip them. And you know how history has a way of repeating itself.
Indeed.
I was thinking back, we were talking off air, you had said surely Liverpool couldn't bottle it 2 years in a row. And if you think back, it'd be 3 years in a row, because it was the Europa League the year before. And 2002, Bayer Leverkusen, do you remember? Mikhail Ballack and stuff was in the squad. Bayer Leverkusen had an unbelievable season.
As far as I can see here, Son is playing. But to be honest, I would leave Harry Kane out there, keep him as a sub.
Yeah, bring him on as an impact.
In the defender or something.
Alright. But Bayer Leverkusen, 2002, runners up in Champions League, runners up in the Bundesliga. That was the first time a team had done that double runner-up since 86, Barcelona done it.
Right.
And Germany, that World Cup, were runners-up.
So you're thinking that's Liverpool's turn?
Yeah, they've had a great team, great performance, all this, and I think they're just going to fall that bit short. I would love Liverpool to win.
Being an Arsenal fan, I would expect that.
Partly that, but I wanted them to do the double, just to shove it up all the Man United fans. Like, see, when United's playing, I hate Facebook.
United.
Like, there should be a block Man United supporters button on Facebook.
Just wait until the headlights won't slip in. Watch them all head.
Yep.
Homer Simpson memes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. But I think Spurs, I think it'll be a great final.
So far, are you doing both teams to score in this one as well?
I think so, yeah. The two of them play such attack on football. And I think it's going to be the first time someone's going to dribble past Van Dijk this season, and they're going to score.
See, the only worry I have is apparently Van Dijk has said he has no nerves anymore. You have to be nervous or be... nervous as in worried. You can have nerves and be excited. Not to have any is one of those worrying things.
I get that, right? And do you know where you've got that from? Sports stars saying that if they don't get that feeling anymore, that they're going to retire and stop. Lots of professionals have said that if you don't get them butterflies, your passion's going for it. I disagree. To me, that is frightening. See, a man with no fear is a very scary individual to come up against, because emotion is a weakness, and you can be in control of your body, but if you are too excited or see a moment elapse, look at Gerrard in that 2015 season, that slip, a second of an elapse of concentration and it's gone, all because of emotion. Great example, in MMA, there's a fighter, Fedor Emelianenko, right?
Well pronounced.
I love Fedor. And see, if you watch them, him and his brother, see whenever they're standing in the ring or doing press conferences, the two of them look bored out of their trees. There's a fight, I think it's Tony Thompson and Fedor's brother, think it's Alexander, and Fedor's brother was just like, yep, no problem, wipes his nose. Tony Thompson's big black eye, jacked and juiced to the gills, runs in and gets sparked within like 30 seconds. So to me, emotion is a weakness, and in such a big stage, and there's more pressure on Liverpool. Tottenham haven't spent any money. Tottenham weren't expected to do that much. Tottenham weren't expected probably to get past the semi-finals, quarter-finals max.
Still Tottenham.
But they've done it. They've found a way. I remember watching that Man City Spurs match, and I was actually rooting for Spurs. And whenever they scored against Ajax with the last kick of the game, I let out a scream. I don't know why, but they found a way to do it.
See, I wanted City to want to win that, so that
no,
they lost their their Premier League focus.
Yeah, but
not that I'm not a Liverpool supporter, but if I had to pick an English team, probably would have been it.
I think it'd be good for North London if the two teams won it, but I really don't like Spurs, so I would like Liverpool to win, but I think Spurs have that wee bit. Do you agree with my breakdown of that emotion thing? Or do you see where I'm coming from?
I can see certainly where you're coming from. I love Van Dijk though, so he's a Celtic man, so we found them first, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, what's the big horse race at the weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
What month is it?
It'll be June the 1st. Hold on to one to Paddy Power, because here's another tip. I pick horses based on names, right? And there's one called Anthony Van Dyke running on Saturday. So
big Anthony Van Dyke.
Since you like Van Dyke and you like me, that's your horse. No, we don't want that. Is there stuff on Saturday? This won't give you. I have the Saturday bullet.
Usually give you like a big racing festival. So it was the Epsom Derby, and we're talking about, so Big Anthony Van Dijk.
Big Anthony Van Dijk. My son.
Van D-Y-C-K.
Van Dijk.
D-I-J-K.
Van Dijk or Van Dijk?
You choose me.
What's the price on it?
Bet365 have them 13-2.
Very good.
It's not a bad wee price.
So what's your horse tip? Gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, stop.
Wow, get serious for a minute.
Yeah. Gambling's very addictive, especially when you're doing it online.
It's
like paying my Monopoly money on that.
Mate, that's just don't say it. I mean, I put 25 quid in the horse for the night, but with the lot in the bookies, about 25 quid on it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've seen the return, I was like, I need to be a bit more.
Yeah.
You know, but it's worth it with gambling, man.
So what's your bet for the Spurs match? Spurs-Liverpool?
Well, again, I fancy both teams to score again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that top teams in the Premier League have a lot of goals in them. And even though the defences are good, the attacking lines are ridiculously scary.
Yeah.
Lucas Moura, Son, unreal. Mane and Salah. And Firmino. I mean, they make most teams be afraid.
Definitely.
So with each other, I mean, you're talking, who have you got? Who's Vertonghen and who's at the back for Spurs, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really Van Dijk and Vertonghen are the two big guys, isn't it?
I don't know who the Spurs defender is. I was just looking at a bet there.
So they're not that good anyway.
49, it's on the Paddy Power odds. What odds, Paddy? And both teams to score in both halves, and 12 plus corners, 40-1. And if it's going
to the final,
yeah,
both teams to score first half and second half plus how many corners?
12 plus.
Over 12 corners. Wow.
But if it's going to be an attacking game, then it could be.
It's a huge show, but it's worth 2 quid, like. But as always, gamble responsibly.
My bet.
I didn't get the finish, man. Like, I was saying both teams score, Liverpool the win, and just boost draws odds a wee bit. I would take Mane anytime. hear about that?
Now I'm going off the Paddy Power website. Tottenham, an extra time, 14-1. It's a good bet.
Tasty price.
Very tasty.
Fourteen to one. Again, another bet that it's hard to turn your nose.
Worth a tenner.
A tenner? Whoa!
It's called gambling for a reason. You have to.
But you know what, put a £10 on that bet though, don't they? This is a tenner. Because Liverpool's gonna win.
I think
football's not the only thing happening at the minute.
Why do
you know what happens on the, I think it's the 3rd of June. Is it the Monday? 3rd of June?
Well, the summer solstice is until the 20th of June, so I don't know.
Well, you're gonna love this. I think it's one of your favourite shows. It's back.
Yes! So excited!
Jesus. We went floor sands everywhere. Sorry, you want me to stop that music, do you?
Yeah, please.
That's a little Venom theme tune.
Us? It's class?
Listen, we'll have to talk about it. This is a show for everybody. He's a secret fan. He's been messaging one of the guys from it. Flat out, going, I love you, please come on this show. Have you not?
Because we're training partners.
You wish.
Dale Hannah. Just until his missus. Don't be surprised.
See, I'm free. So good. We're not talking about that.
No, we will talk about it. Because
I have a screenshot of it.
Yeah. I'm near sure I can remember it from memory. But he served a customer. So, guy in my shop served a customer. And he came out thinking he was the dog's dangler.
You may not let your missus hear this.
Thought he was the dog's dangler. And going, ah, she fancied me a wee bit, closed that sale because of it, blah, blah, blah. So I went to say, right, I just took the truth to her. And he left his phone in the shop. And he left it unlocked. So I went onto his Facebook and wrote something to the effect of, just closed the sale. Cause I'm a flirting. Girl was soaking wet. Wet floor signs everywhere. Something to that effect, wasn't it?
I'm just trying to locate it here in my screenshot of images, but it was something to that effect.
And then his beautiful girlfriend went, here, Dale, what's that message about? And it wasn't a lie.
I was going to say it was a joke, Lindsay, but it wasn't a lie.
It was not
Dale,
a lie.
How dare you, poor girl.
So, gotta do what you gotta do.
So it says, love it when I flirt with the birds to get a seal. She was soaking wet floor signs and all.
Am I wrong?
It was up for 4 hours before he deleted it too. So I got it. It was actually a girl I used to work with messaged me and was like, did you see Dale's fruit? Went on.
It wasn't really a fruit, but it was just an extension of the truth.
And this was actually after he deleted it because all the comments are gone.
Oh,
it was just still loaded on my screen, so.
Uh-huh.
See, one day on that shirt on our bimbo.
Mm-hmm. You're disgusting.
Well, I had him. But no, the person you were talking about wasn't Dale Hannah, it was the king of the one liners. The flex, Adam Axted.
Oh, yes. Hopefully, Adam will come on the show. He's a very, very, very busy man. Wrestling flat out.
You know what? They're blowing smoke, like he's got the attributes to go
mm-hmm.
all the way, like.
Big tall guy, good physique.
All the way to AEW.
You stole my line. I was going to say he's a future AEW Hall of Famer. But if you're listening to Adam, hit us up. Let us know when you want to come on.
Do you know what we should do? So maybe bring our friend, see if he has a bet for Love Island. He's usually good at picking winners, isn't he? He's like Leicester Pickett.
There's more winners than Leicester Pickett.
It's actually featured on the show before, but
returning guest all the way from Djibouti.
But that episode's no longer available.
No, otherwise people
for
are getting sacked. Don't know if he's going to answer here.
Yeah, he's probably.
What is he? 2 hours ahead or 3 hours?
I don't know. Somebody check it out for us. Djibouti, how many hours ahead?
Hmm. Let me see. I'll hang up here in 2 seconds. He'll text me.
Flat out selling the Harley here, man.
Selling the Harley in a big truck with a machine gun built on the back of it.
Yeah, so maybe we'll not get too in depth in Love Island just yet, because it hasn't even started. And I know that you're really not that into it, but you know what? Somewhere.
Do you have the contestants?
I do, but I have them with like joke captions, which is kind of funny. So it's purely judging them on their looks. So there's like, or there's the one that maybe that. I think that one I just thought was funny. I don't know why.
Because it looks fake. They're all so photoshopped.
Read the caption.
Excellent Trilloquist dummy. Now brought to life by Maddie Spell. No doubt, murder everybody in the village. His favorite drink, the blood of his victims. Very true. Where do you get that?
I sent you all these to put up.
Oh, hold on.
Click.
Who's this guy? Cunt's got a dissertation tattooed on his chest. Forgot to give credits. Very good.
Some of these are brilliant.
But they all look. They're all photoshopped. Couldn't even be arsed to get a trim before going to the villa. Apparently has no control over his right hand. You must have got that off a joke website.
It was off Made in Poor Taste.
Right.
I sent you them, obviously you can put them up and give them the credit for them, yeah.
No, we're still them. We printed them. Or made them.
But yeah, it's starting soon and it's going to take over your...
What way does it work?
So, group of guys, group of girls go in, the couple up. After a few days, they decide whether they're staying together or... It's basically a competition, they win money now. But they're basically, okay, we're staying together or we're not, we're splitting up. So then you would recouple with somebody else, and then it can turn out that people don't end up with each other and then get voted off. And
can you break couples up?
Yeah, well,
can you go and say, yo,
if you like, say us two like the same girl,
right,
and I was with her, you could try and break us up. Yeah, I say try because you wouldn't do it.
Okay,
you know,
but I've had a big fat hoop though.
Listen, you're not allowed to be near people with big fat hoops, right?
I'm all about girls with big fat hoops. No, looking at some of these people that you have sent me, they are so photoshopped.
Oh man, that's...
Like, literally.
Like, you know what, it's...
This guy in the yellow trunks with a...
I wouldn't lie, I watch it with my missus.
He looks like he's put the Snapchat filter... You know that Snapchat filter on the
roof? The one?
No, the one that makes you look like a girl. That's what he looks like. She's good looking, only for her lips. She looks like she's taking an allergic reaction to something. That is so fake, it's unbelievable.
That's Tyson Fury's brother.
Oh, he's well, he's good, Nick. He is.
Tyson, if you ever want to come on the show, just let us know. He's probably boxing for MTK too.
Built like a Regal filter. She's not bad looking. He looks dead on.
Looks
like a nice normal person.
What's it say above him? See, you won't get some of these references, but...
Boring cunt, favourite drink, room temperature water. Told you he looks like a normal person.
But I mean, you get doctors and all on this show.
Listen, I know people who have degrees and they're called a doctor. It doesn't mean that they're an actual doctor.
No, but he's like... Yeah, last year was like an actual emergency room doctor, medical doctor.
Mark can't take a call at the minute.
Was that right? Did he text?
Yeah, told you. Straight on 2 seconds later.
No, but in all fairness,
probably selling the car.
The show's for normal people to sit and Google, or I don't know what the fancy even the word or a word, to sit and look at quotes, beautiful people, and be bitchy about them. Watch them all be bitchy to each other.
That's what I don't get. The bitchiness of all them shows.
It's reality TV, man.
It's
tragic.
It's not real. It's not reality.
I think there was Big Brother, but it was on for fucking 20 years or something.
I know, but at the start it was okay, and then all that just wanted that he was fights. Some of the best episodes had funny ones. You know, like, funny bits. People just bonding and getting on.
Do you remember when show too? I mean, there's babies and all out of this show, marriages.
Huh? On the show?
Out of it.
Oh.
After
the baby gets evicted?
I think they're going in this year, the baby. But what do you ask me? On the show, no, there's definitely
all sorts of writing
on the show. Like.
But you remember years ago whenever Jade gave your man, was it a hand job or a blow job? And it was scandal. Yeah, and then the teenagers were the first people. There was a teenage Big Brother, and there was a boy and a girl were the first two people to do it on live TV and for it to be aired. And
I mean, these people make careers out of it after. These people make more money than us.
A lot more money. But that's one thing I liked about Adam Max did when he was on it. He refused to do that so he could further himself. And
he came across as one, like, again, their blown smoke or sucking up, but his one-liners were hilarious. It was good when I was watching my wife to see a fella from here on and actually being himself. And
you see, that's the thing, he's genuine, he's not acting for the camera.
You know, so, and he's, I wonder how he feels about it now. I'm sure he would still do it. We're gonna ask him, hopefully.
Yeah.
Tried to get him on the night, but.
But busy
sometimes
man.
Doesn't work out.
We also have another guy lined up, psychologist. I think it'll be a very good show, but under same circumstances.
These things happen. It's reality podcasting, you know. It's actually real.
It's actually real. The guy, the psychologist, I think it's going to be a class episode. I actually think it's going to be a 2 or 3 parter.
Psychologists are very interesting people.
Mm.
They read you in ways that you wouldn't even know.
Make you question yourself.
Yeah, and other things.
Get you thinking.
So, another thing that happened recently, or last weekend, for the wrestling fans, just a wee, since we're talking about flex and stuff, AEW Double or Nothing, have you had a chance to watch it?
No.
You're missing out.
So here.
It was honestly one of the best shows I've ever watched.
Better than Curtis Murray and
best
Eddie Stone
on TV wrestling.
Mm.
But see that, do you remember that feeling in that arena watching that match?
Yeah.
It had that in the show. It genuinely had that oh my god, what the is happening? Why is he gushing my blood? Gushing.
Right.
The point you're going, that's what you've been seeing.
Want to take a time Eddie gushed himself and it was just like you can see it pulping. Do you remember that one though? Eddie Guerrero done it.
He was pure soaking.
See, I'd seen photos, but he had red paint on him, so I didn't know what was.
Do you know I actually paid $14.95 for this pay per view?
Did you?
Well, tried to get it through other means, but just wasn't working out. So it was $14.95. Let's see if I can. But the $14.95 was definitely worth it.
Do you know what? They're really cracking down on illegal streams and stuff now, aren't they? It's almost sort of worth paying the extra bit now.
I couldn't pay $14.95 a month for it though, I couldn't justify that. $9.99 a month for the network's pretty good.
Yeah.
But $14.95 a month.
They might go towards that.
It's gonna be on ITV4 for free.
And hopefully it'll all be on the catch up there. On the ITV hub. But speaking of illegal streams, MMA, Reddit has banned the MMA section. Because of all the illegal streams?
Because of the amount of them?
Yeah, well, I think UFC are very good with their copyright laws. Like, it's very hard to stream anything UFC. But Brendan Schaub, an ex-fighter, was saying he was on Reddit and the.
He says he got a stream. He says I may have, I may not have.
But the quality is better than a lot of other streaming platforms that you would pay for. So, and then Reddit shut the whole MMA community down because of it, but again, I can't see it being sustainable.
I think I've seen loads of streams still with Fight Pass and stuff, but I'm guessing you mean the big shows just part of it.
Like Fight
Night. If you actually support that company, you're taking their money.
Mm-hmm.
You're preventing them from earning money and.
Yeah.
maybe ceasing to exist in the future if you don't. I know these companies are multi-million pound companies and everybody knows they can afford it, but.
Well, UFC doesn't care anymore because they've done a deal with ESPN, right? So you have to have ESPN Plus, which is like a premium service, in order to order the pay-per-view.
Right.
And the way it works is.
They get paid for ESPN Plus?
No. They get paid as though the pay-per-view done 500,000.
Oh, no matter what?
Mm-hmm. No, it could do.
2 million, or it could do.
They'll still get.
Yeah. 500.
Or they could do 100,000. And then so
this is like 500,000 buys, it's not bad.
This is where it's gonna get a wee bit.
It's probably why they don't care who's on their card.
Well, this is it now, because you had what was called the entertainment era, where you had, you know, shit talking, and that helped promote it. But now, I think it's part of the reason why they're in no rush to get McGregor back. By the way, we told you he was not retired, and he's still not. He will fight by the end of the year. He
rumour has it he might even be in Belfast before the end of the year.
Could be. I'm not saying he's gonna be in the Falls Park walking out boxers, but you know, heard of the air first.
We're not saying it's happening, we're just saying it's possible.
It could happen. Stranger things have
so
happened.
So if it does happen, we told you first.
Aha. Yeah, aha.
Win-win.
Fela. Conlon. McGregor. Revenge.
Apparently they're gone too far off topic. The Russian guy is a pro, apparently he's very, very good. He's a pro, like.
The same guy.
The guy who's fighting. Fighting amateur and fighting pro is different, though.
For people who don't know, Jamie Conlon? Michael Conlon, sorry.
Was robbed.
In the, what Olympics was it? Rio?
Rio. 2016 Rio Olympics, yeah.
And he beat the trap out of this fella.
His winner of the fight went on for bronze, I think that's what it was.
Do you know how he got the bronze?
Vladimir Nikkin, does it?
Because he went to the next stage where he was guaranteed bronze and
retired.
Didn't compete.
Yeah.
He could beat that badly, but because the judges were so corrupt, so.
Whereas Colin was fresh.
Yeah. And then he sort of went off the rails a wee bit and just called everybody out for the corruption.
See, if that had been 10 years earlier, the world was a different place. See, all that would have gotten so much more in life. That whole.
Yeah, giving the finger, and but the system will change
still,
unless you stand up.
Then the day this fight's happening because of that.
Yeah,
you know, and it's in his home city, in his home park.
Literally, up the road.
Yeah.
From where he's from, where he has murals of himself.
Up the £300 a ticket, I think it was.
Is that what it is?
I think they sold out too. I don't know how many people they've sold tickets to, but. Falls Park, open air.
It's going to be electric.
I think the range from like 30 quid right up to 300 quid.
Probably a bit more for the VIP.
What do you mean, Greg?
Could be.
Right. I know I've seen you on the Falls Road, but you would let me pay me a bit more see in the park.
True.
I think he's got a big enough future ahead of him, like, so. He's definitely not a name you're going to stop hearing about anytime soon.
Definitely not. Hopefully he gets, well, I know he will get retribution.
Yeah, but again, that's what I'm saying. In his home city, you would think that's what's on the cards. But apparently, obviously in boxing, nothing to give me anyway.
Yeah.
But apparently the kid's very good, that Nick and guy. One to talk about in the future.
Well, I've had enough of your shit.
Oh, Jesus, is that him already?
I've a match to go on match here. I'm going to get drunk.
See, you're late.
I know. But thanks very much for everyone for listening. If you can.
Come on to Chelsea.
Share the podcast. Give it a review on iTunes 5-star. Tell a few people. If anybody puts on looking for podcast recommendations, let them know. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you to the loyal listeners, because there is some of you who just.
It's good for you.
Yeah, no. You continue to listen and continue to support and continue to give feedback. You know what? Tell your mate.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
100%. Good seeing you.
You too.
Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.